Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Knoxville Hospital and Clinics has a new physician. Let's go in-depth with Dr. Ryan Laughlin. So Dr. Laughlin, first day on the job.
Yes, sir.
How's it feel?
It feels really good. It's nice being in this lovely town. Came here, spent some time here during Nationals. Really enjoy it so far.
What'd you think of Nationals?
That was really neat. This is the first time I've ever been down. I've never been much of a racing fan, but to see the community come around, it's awesome. Seeing all the vendors and all the drivers down around the main drag in front of the racetrack remind me a lot of State Fair. It's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, and it's fun to see other people come to your town for a specific event and have a great time, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Do you live here now?
I do, yep. Moved in beginning of July.
You've been here since the beginning of July, started work today. Mm-hmm. So you just came in with this big commitment to the community, didn't you?
Absolutely. My wife and I are both from small towns. We knew that's where we wanted to be when we actually grew up and started working. Yeah. We both went to small schools, and my graduating class 25, my wife's was 70. We've got a three-year-old that we want to get in the small schools, and so here we are.
And what towns did you grow up in?
I grew up in Emerson, Iowa. It's a town of 400 people in southwest Iowa, and my wife grew up in Clarence, Iowa, which is just east of Cedar Rapids.
So where'd you two meet?
Simpson College.
For your undergraduate degrees?
Yes, sir.
All right, so did you just hit it off right away? Is that how it worked? Or?
Yeah, you could say that. We worked as resident advisors together, and yeah, hit it off right after we started working together.
Okay, and what does she do?
She is an editor for the Iowa Soybean Association.
Okay, so she really is an Iowa girl then.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you chose to stay in Iowa.
Yes.
Why?
You know, it just feels like home. Like I said, growing up in a small town, being part of a small community has always been great, having the neighborly kind of things. We're good. We lived in Des Moines for, you know, if you include my time at Simpson, well, we've been in Des Moines for the last 7 years, I'll put it that way. And we knew a few of our neighbors, but nothing like we did in a small town. You know, I remember going to a funeral small town where it was one guy passed away, town of 400 people, and there was 250 people at the funeral. Just kind of that community atmosphere where people come together and help one another.
So there wasn't any lure to go to the big city, the big high-profile positions?
Yeah, it was nice being in the big city in my 20s, but it's not where I want to be the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. And so this is your first day, so you've seen patients?
Yes, sir.
Was that a big deal, or just, you know, you've been training so long, it's just old hat, or?
You know, it, once I finally get in the room with the patient, it was old hat. Just the getting to know everything, being a new job, and learning all the ins and outs, and learning a new medical record system. It takes a little time, but no, once again, a patient room.
So when you walked up to that door to knock, what'd you feel?
Oh, that was the best part of that. That was relief walking in the room, so.
Walking in the room? Okay, because you knew, you sort of broke a barrier where you didn't have to familiarize yourself with the place. This is your element. You've got a patient, and you're going to help them.
Yes, sir.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Dr. Ryan Laughlin. Do you know when you decided to be a doctor?
I would say it was 2008. I was getting a master's in medical science at Des Moines University. Before that, I'd worked in a lab as a welding gas technician, believe that or not. And I was working with a lot of the young docs who were coming through, getting some research credits beyond their name. And, you know, the more I got to talk to them, I thought, you know, I could do that. And then I started shadowing a couple doctors, and I really just enjoyed it. And to be honest, it was a lot better talking with people than working in a research office where I was by myself most of the day. It was kind of nice being out socializing.
So you're a people person?
I guess, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's your specialty?
Family medicine.
Okay, what does that mean?
Family medicine means I see everybody from cradle to grave. Part of my residency training, I delivered 40-plus babies. I did hospice care. I went to nursing homes. Done a little bit of everything. Worked in the ICU, worked in the ER. So I will see anybody for any reason.
Is that kind of broad training common?
It is. Fairly common. There are a number of different family practice residencies in the state. There's three in the Des Moines area. Yeah, it's fairly common. What smaller communities typically see is somebody with a broad base of training to see anybody that comes in the door and kind of recognize what they can do and what they can't help with and get them to the right person.
When you were interviewing for this job or being recruited for this job, was there anything that you were told about something about Knoxville that made you want to come here?
I like the work ethic of the community and the fact that the community has something to kind of join around, like nationals. You know, seeing it firsthand is pretty awesome. It's nice to see something like that, and nice being at a community where hard work is valued. I will say, just going around, I like the fact that it's close to Lake Red Rock, where I can go fishing easily, and there's plenty of things to do around here.
And you're close enough to Des Moines.
Yeah.
Should you want to go there to do something?
Yep.
I don't know how it works. I presume that people wanting to work in rural hospitals probably, I don't know, sometimes it's a difficult draw for young people that maybe didn't grow up in a small town. It sounds like it wasn't for you, but was there anything else about Knoxville that made you want to come here?
Well, I've got family that's close by. I've got a brother that lives in Carlisle, which made it helpful. My wife's family lives in Muscatine now. And then, you know, we've got our family farm back in southwest Iowa, so kind of in the middle. That's why we're looking more central Iowa than, you know, like northern Iowa. So Knoxville fit pretty well. I like being outdoors. My wife likes to hike, so having a lake nearby helped out a ton too.
What's the favorite part of what you do as a doctor? Do you like dealing with, you know, a special demographic or special kinds of injuries, or does it matter?
Doesn't matter as much. I like seeing people on a regular basis, not just seeing somebody like I would in the ER and then never seeing them again. I guess I kind of like the continuity of it more than anything, and just not taking care of one specific problem. If it was an orthopedic doc, I'd see if you're knee pain and then not really see if you're anything else. But as a family practice doc, I see if you're knee pain, see if you're cold, see if you're pneumonia, see if you're pregnancy, see if you're just about everything.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Dr. Ryan Laughlin. Now, after a while, I mean, you live here, sooner or later you're going to see friends. Is that a problem when you're treating friends?
There's some ethical boundaries there, but like I said, once I knock on the door, it's time to work, and I kind of get a change of mindset.
Have you done that before?
Taking care of friends?
Yeah.
There was a couple nurses, I take care of their kids when I was in residency training. That wasn't an issue. Helping them, you know, do their well child visits anytime they were sick or had any questions or complaints. Oh yeah, come on by and we'll talk about it and take care of the problem.
So how do you work with kids? What kind of a strategy do you need?
Depends on the age of the kid, to be really honest. If they're, you know, between 12 months and 18 months, they kind of get a little stranger anxiety. So try to spend more time talking to the parent and just getting the kid used to me. And, you know, if they're comfortable with me, then I kind of let older kids kind of dictate what I do and just try to make a connection with them.
So how do you make a connection with the kid?
Oh, anything really. You know, jokes about t-shirts, if they're wearing like Ninja Turtles in their shirt, talking to them about that. Just try to find any kind of connection I can with them, really. And I've got a 3 going on 4-year-old now, so plenty of things to talk about.
Does that help, having a 3 or 4-year-old to identify with the kids?
I think so, yeah.
Did you practice any on your kid?
A little bit. When he was a new warrant, I'd do some things. Yeah, I was still in medical school at the time, so.
But you were learning.
I was learning, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, well, it's like a mechanic does work on their own car, huh?
Yeah, I guess you could say that, yeah.
How about diagnosing yourself? Do you do any of that?
I try not to. There's a faculty member at Broadlawn's where I do my training that I trust, and I try to bounce things off him. But I try not to diagnose myself. My wife won't let me, so.
Well, and you're young and strong and invincible, and so you haven't had a lot of opportunity to do that yet, right?
Not yet.
All right, so we've got listeners out there that are thinking, I like the way this guy sounds. Why should they say, I want Dr. Laughlin to be my doctor?
I would say come visit and make up your own mind. It's more about finding, like I said, a personal connection with your doctor and finding somebody you can trust. So I think I'm a very trustworthy individual who get along with most people. So I welcome you. Come on by and we'll have a chat and go from there.
Thanks to Dr. Ryan Laughlin for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.